Memory is fragile. Languages fade. Neighborhoods change. Traditions soften across generations. And yet, somehow, pieces of identity continue surviving through stories, rituals, photographs, and places like this garden. Today on Voices Through the Heritage Garden, we arrive at the final chapter of our first season, What We Choose to Remember. The Heritage Garden was nearly empty that evening. Golden light stretched across the pathways as the city slowly quieted around me. I walked past monuments we had returned to throughout this journey. The eagle, the plaques, the stone walkways carrying generations of memory.
Growing up, I didn't fully understand why my grandparents held on to traditions so tightly. Now I realize they were trying to protect something they feared might disappear.
Throughout this season, we explored stories of immigration, labor, music, faith, war, family, food, and remembrance. But beneath every episode was a deeper question. What happens to identity over time? For many descendants of immigrants, heritage becomes fragmented across generations. A few recipes remain. Certain holidays survive, maybe a surname, a photograph, or fragments of language. Yet even partial memory can still carry emotional power.
I may not know every detail about where my family came from, but I still feel connected to their sacrifices. That connection shapes how I understand myself today.
Walking through the Heritage Garden one final time this season, I realized the garden itself is asking visitors to participate in remembrance. Not passively, but intentionally. To stop, reflect, ask questions, preserve stories before they disappear. Because forgetting often happens quietly. A language is no longer spoken at home. An old photograph loses its names. A family story is never written down. Over time, entire histories can vanish within a single generation.
After listening to these stories, I started asking my relatives more questions. I realized there were memories still waiting to be shared before they were lost forever.
But remembrance is not only about the past. It is also about understanding how history continues shaping identity in the present. The choices families made decades ago still echo through neighborhoods, traditions, values, and relationships today. Perhaps that is the true lesson of the Heritage Garden. Memory survives when people choose to carry it forward, through storytelling, through rituals, through reflection, through love. As this season comes to a close, I invite you to reflect on your own ancestry. Ask questions, preserve stories, listen carefully to the voices still surrounding you, because somewhere inside every family are memories waiting to be remembered. Thank you for walking these pathways of memory with me throughout this first season of Voices Through the Heritage Garden. Until we meet again, may you continue discovering the stories that shaped who you are.